I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday morning to you, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I am Cakes. You can follow me on Twitter at MoneyMetalCakes. I'm joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Hello, sir.
Also How are joined you, Ricky?
I'm all right. Also joined by Jason Bishop.
Friday. Payday Friday, too. Put 10% away if you can.
Ooh, that's usually a good rule of thumb. Save 10% if you can.
If you can, yeah.
For a rainy day.
If you can do 25%, do 25%.
Sure.
If you can only do 10, do 10.
If you can do 25%,
you never know.
Kind of a baller.
You never know.
My wife sent a text yesterday to all my kids, and I was on it, and I'm going to read it real quick. It said something to the effect of, let me see.
My husband's a dope.
First of all, no. First of all.
By the way, while you're scrambling for that, let's say hello to the boys behind the glass. They're featured in the four shot today because JP is not here.
Hey, Cakes.
It says,
morning, Cakes.
Good morning.
We're looking for our winners. For the weekend parlay already.
Yeah, yes, we're scrambling for those.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, I got one.
So the text said, we need to chill on the credit card purchases.
Uh-oh.
She's writing this to the kids.
Oh, really?
She says, no more Uber Eats and Amazon orders. And then my daughter's defending herself, saying she's not the one ordering Uber Eats. We know who that is. That's my son. And then she said, Stevie, can you cancel your Adobe subscription? You have two of them, and we're getting charged $22 twice a month.
Ooh, that hurts.
I don't even know what that is. Why would you have an Adobe?
I'm not sure.
What is he doing on his computer? Is he like editing Photoshop? Is he editing audio?
I bet it maybe was a project or something he had to, you know, but right. You know, he's a donk and he ordered it twice. Yeah. And he doesn't even know that he did it.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to double pay.
Hold on. Every time I complain about credit cards, you just kill me. And now you're reading your wife's text talking about the exact same thing.
Well, I'm just saying,
thing.
I tell you, I don't do the bills. So I don't see him. I don't know.
I would love to see what that statement was.
So it must have been a show.
Yeah, well, hold on. Are you supporting your wife on this?
I've always thought that Uber Eats was spectacularly stupid.
Okay, but it's not just Uber Eats. It's a rack of things, I'm sure. I mean, you're rattling them off right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So now you're in my corner.
I mean,
I cancel Amazon charges.
I've never done that. I'm not sure that she would do that. I'm just telling you what's going on in my family. Okay. This is the text that they got last night. It must have been alarming. Because she's not even in town, and she was just ripping off these texts. She was pissed.
I've been dealing with this for months. Let me just tell you what was deducted from my checking account just yesterday, and I don't know how this happened. Apple.com, $2.99. Apple.com, $4.99. Apple.com, $14.99. Apple.com, $12.26. Apple.com, $14.99. Five Apple.com chargers totaling $50.
What is it for? Do you know?
Hands in the air.
Are they ordering? Is it? Are they hoarding like movies or something?
Who knows?
Yeah, do they play games? My son used to waste money on these games and buy these jewel. You know, I don't even understand
the in-game purchases. Yeah,
yeah, to have, I guess, to get an extra weapon or something. You buy something.
Sure.
I don't even quite understand it.
Like he's playing Clash of the Clans or something on his phone, and he kids, they don't realize that if they press a button that says, "Do you want to buy this?" Like they're buying it with like real money that's linked up to whatever, like your Google account or your Apple account. I don't know what's going on.
That means Apple.com. These are monthly charges. Okay, so that means Apple.com's charging me $50 a month. One of these, if not multiple, are for extra data storage. I do know that. I did approve that, but it's not one of these.
Oh, we got all that too.
It's not one of the big ones, so I don't know what the $15 and the $12.26 and
no wonder Apple stonk is through the roof.
Yeah, well, you guys do have a lot of big data centers out there in Northern Virginia where you and Drab live, so I can understand buying extra data.
Harris Teeter charge $18.27. Harris Teeter charge $83.15. Do I go on?
Yeah,
I love hearing on and on.
I love hearing your itemized credit card bills.
Trader Joe's $98.14.
Yeah.
Let's see. Walgreens $17.47. I mean, it's a joke.
Well, I want to know what Eric's total bill was for it to be that alarming that you send a group text.
It must have been. Must have been bad.
Must have been a show.
Well, hold on. What else do you put on? Do you put your mortgage on it and car payment? Do you put everything on credit card?
I don't think that we put our mortgage on it, but I mean,
Eric has shown us his credit card bill before. It is a show.
My credit card bill.
$8,000.
They're massive. I don't know. I mean we've had $8,000 bills many times.
Yeah.
That's nothing. But half of that's probably
stuff that I just write checks for. You know what I mean?
We don't really write checks.
I'm a check.
I don't know.
You're check
that's
guy.
A good. Jason, I don't think we put our mortgage on it. I think with mortgage, it just comes straight out of the account. You know what I mean?
Like
you just
Jason, please tell me. I know you're a check guy, but please tell me you're not doing that like at the grocery store. If you go to Harris Teeter, you're not writing a check.
No, I debit card or credit card.
Okay, good.
No, I don't write checks.
Okay,
I'm not
good.
That guy.
That's a good thing.
No. I will say this. I think I've told you this before. I have a buddy. I won't say who he is, and you guys all know him, but you don't need to allude to it or anything. But he owns his own business, and he pays all his business expenses with his credit card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he flies first class.
Around the world, first class, right?
Around the world for free, and he has for 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not linking up like my mortgage to my credit card statement. That's just plain dumb. That's stupid.
Yeah. Probably should.
I should be doing that every month.
Everything.
Just a lot of people do that.
Snoozing over here. A lot of sleeping.
Yeah, I probably
happened.
Should. I should probably talk to D.
My rewards points on my credit cards, nubs. I barely put anything on it.
You need to shop around. You need to get a better
card. What are your rewards that you get, Jason?
I don't know. My American Express has rewards, but I don't even know what it adds up to be. I don't know how many rewards gets me what. I don't know how many points gets me what.
See, I would think you would be all over that.
My Bank of America card, I think it's 1%, 2%, 3% based on where you shop. You get cash back. I mean, small stuff.
That's cool. We just do airlines. So we just get airline, use that. And then, but you can also use that for rental cars, too.
Right.
So we actually use it.
Yeah.
But I guess you can't beat cash back if you're getting that.
Yeah, but it's so small.
It just makes a tiny dent at the at the bottom of the statement.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Are you going to crack down?
There's nothing for me to do. it is what it is.
You and your wife got to talk about it. You got to crack down, start cutting out some of these charges.
We're in a tough spot because I tell Stevie, God bless him, I say, just you got to stop. And he goes, just take my credit card. Just take it. Why? He doesn't really care. He says, just take the card. But I want him to have the card for emergency. But he doesn't use it for emergency.
Yeah,
he uses it for Uber Eats.
Yeah, he uses it for Chipotle.
Yeah, he uses it for anything.
Hunger is kind of an emergency.
Yeah, I mean, you do need
to
eat.
And so I don't want my son to go hungry. And I don't want him to, if he needs something, he needs a cab at 2 in the morning. I want him to be able to have a credit card.
Sure,
So it's a tough spot. I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I could get him his own card and just ruin his credit.
I tell my wife, I tell my wife a bunch of stuff. She doesn't really know what's coming in and what's going out. Okay, so she
right.
has no
She's
idea.
She's like me.
She doesn't even see the credit card bills. She's like you, exactly. But my oldest daughter specifically down at school, down at Virginia Tech. Okay, now she's back now for the summer, but at Virginia Tech, she's got a credit card, all right? She also has a debit card, but she's got a credit card, and I tell her it's just for, you know, use it for gas, use it for groceries, you know, the essentials. But a lot mm-hmm. of times she'll go out to a restaurant with her friends, and she'll say, I got it.
Oh, she's sports.
Right,
and
everybody gives her cash.
Well, and then hold on, and then the girls are supposed to Venmo her whatever their mm-hmm. bill was.
Right,
right.
And a lot of times the girls just forget. You know, they forget, or they don't Venmo enough, or they forgot their charge, whatever. And who pays for it? Me.
So I'm kids do that trick all the time.
I'm sporting three or four college, 19-year-olds dinner bills for the month.
Oh, my kids do that all the time. Oh, they pay the bill, and then everyone gives them cash or Venmos them.
Right.
And then that's it. I never see it.
I don't see it.
Yeah. What's the song, Valdez? What's
Hunger Strike. Hunger Strike. You don't want Stevie to go hungry up above in Poughkeepsie.
Right. I should probably give him a debit card.
Doesn't he have a meal plan?
Yeah.
A free meal plan?
Yeah, free meal plan.
They do.
Plan.
He does. Believe me, and I yell at him about it. I bring it up all the time.
All right.
But think about it when you're in college. Do you want to eat every single meal? Like, you get tired of it.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah, what do you think we did?
Yeah. That's called being a college kid.
Understood. Understood. There's a lot of 2 a.m. ordering.
Well, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. What do you mean, what's going on? They're growing up drinking, and then right. they get hungry.
Right. Can't have food back at the apartment?
I can't wait to
these. I think it's a disaster.
I can't wait to these clowns who are joning behind the glass get their kids are 16.
I can't wait. They'll never have a credit card for emergencies where they'll just run up whatever they want.
Right. Okay. All right. Talk to me in 18 years.
You think I didn't say that? It just happened.
You're a sucker.
All dads are suckers, especially with girls. Suckers. Mm-hmm. You wait.
Yeah.
Just wait, boys behind the glass.
You guys know everything.
So last night I did actually watch the NBA.
I watched first half. You watched the first?
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, you did?
I watched the whole thing because my son was home, and it's one thing that we bond over. He loves the NBA. And so we.
By the way, this had to have been the lowest scoring game of the year.
So low scoring.
I mean, was there a game at all in the regular season that was 169?
Well, when Brooklyn only scores 11 in the first quarter.
Right. It couldn't be anything.
Yeah. But KD took him a half to get going.
I think the over is 235 in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even close.
But the game was good. It was very competitive. You know, I mean, slowly but surely, you know, Brooklyn got back into it. It was basically a two-point game down the stretch the whole way. But at the very end, it was wild. I don't even know who this dude is, Bruce Brown. But all of a sudden, he was feeling himself down the stretch. And in like the last minute and a half, he basically ruined the game. He basically ruined the game for Brooklyn.
He played for Coach L down in Miami. Good player.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw. I mean, I don't know anything about him. All I know is that this guy just was feeling himself down the stretch and took two critical shots that, I mean, they should have been KD's. Or Kyrie's,
right?
You know, in an offense that was struggling for production, they didn't need him. And you know, KD got really hot in the second half, started hitting some big shots down the stretch, had everything going, and all of a sudden, this guy just interrupted the whole thing.
Bruce Brown
and basically ruined the game.
Wanted to make it the Bruce Brown show.
Yeah,
and Bruce Brown.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and then I was tweeting about it, and then I noticed. The whole country was tweeting about it. That Bruce Brown, I don't even know who that guy is.
He's a journeyman.
Who'd he play with, Detroit?
He was on Detroit before he was on Brooklyn.
Yeah. I mean, if I was in the locker room, I'd be so bitter.
He's not a journeyman. He's young.
Yeah, understood. He's 24. Yeah. But I just don't know anything about him. And I couldn't believe he was taking the biggest shots down the stretch.
I saw a graphic where he was part of the Nets $3 million club. Because they have like seven or eight players who make $3 million or less. Because they have to have a bunch of cheap guys, a bunch of numbers to round out the roster because they're paying the mega salaries to Harden, Durant, and Kyrie. So it's like him and Landry Shamet and Nick Claxton and just a bunch of guys who are, you know, making basically NBA minimum. to round out the roster.
They clearly need Harden.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win the series, but they, you know, they just they need that third option. I mean, Joe Harris can be it when he's hot, but he was, you know, 1-for-11 yesterday.
Couldn't do anything.
Right. You know, Blake doesn't really do anything. So, and you know, if KD or Kyrie are off a little bit, or
which
if,
they
like,
were.
There was a period of time where KD was actually on the bench for a couple minutes, and you know, they didn't have that other guy that they need. So I don't know what's he got, a hamstring? I don't know what the outlook is for him.
Hamstring is bugging him down the stretch of the season too.
Yeah,
but they need him.
I'm not sure they're going to get him. I mean, they may get him at 75%, 80%, but I don't know if they're going to get him at 100%.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he's not playing in these critical games now, he goes back out there and tries to test it. He could probably re-injure it. Is Brown – all right, so explain at the end of the
it's
game.
It's kind of hard to explain, but like I can't remember sort of the sequence, but there was a bit of a – they had just gotten the ball back. They were – I think they were maybe down one or up one, and there was about a minute left. And just real early into the shot clock – he just took a mid-range jumper, or might have been right around the foul line, and he just came up short, hit the front rimmed it, and it was just like, well, why'd you shoot that so quickly? You're Bruce Brown. What's going on?
Was it an open look?
It was an open look. So it wasn't a horrible shot. It's just that you're Bruce Brown. This is not your moment. Like, why are you doing this? And then they went down. I think they scored or whatever. And then they came down, called timeout, and then there was a set play out of bounds, and Brooklyn kind of made a mockery of it, so the ball was kind of rolling around. So he ran in and got it, saved him from a turnover, and then he attacked the basket.
Yeah.
And then, you know, tried some crazy left-handed layup. They missed. And, you know, it just like the two critical shots, two critical possessions back-to-back, he made it all about Bruce Brown, and that was it.
I'm just looking at his numbers for the year. He shot 56% from the floor.
I'm not even saying he's
season.
A bad player.
Yeah, I know. You just expect the stars to have
player.
The
that wasn't his moment,
right?
Yeah. Well, Kyrie's got to take over there, or KD. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did those guys touch the ball in that possession? Did they kick it back out to Brown? How'd that work?
No, those two moments, like he just attacked the basket. It just got really weird, like pretty early in the shot clock. It just got weird out of nowhere.
Well, like you said,
they threw it away.
They still have the 2-1 lead, so they'll play game four, obviously, in Milwaukee. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with Harding, because if they don't have him, this gets real interesting.
Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, includes a Nats rainout, and we'll have details about a Virginia Tech football player up on a murder charge. We'll have the details on that and more next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So if you're a good, attentive listener, you just heard the Cash Flash promo that's running here on 106.7 The Fan and other Odyssey stations across the country. Here's what you do. You listen weekdays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Cash Flash code word at the top of the hour following the Sports Flash. When you hear it, you text that code word to 72881, just like 106.7 The Fan listener Josh Herbstritt did. He won $1,000 on the Cash Flash Thursday while listening to B. Mitch and Finley right here on 106.7 The Fan. So what's better than just listening to the station, you know, hearing the Cash Flash code word, texting it in, and boom, you win $1,000.
And we always have listeners that win.
We
even
do.
Though it's like a nationwide deal,
yep.
We always have listeners that win. So
right.
It's very cool.
So pay attention to that. It's a cool promo and cool contest. And you could win $1,000 just by listening to the Junks, B. Mitch and Finley, Grant and Danny. It's a cool deal. So keep listening for your
chance to win. Gotta imagine like Keith and Laurel and all those guys, they are fired up.
Yeah, definitely.
They are ready.
They would have
By the way, real quick before we get into to the sports page, or I know you guys want to talk about the fruit flies that are attacking the studio.
It's a problem.
But
I need to know this.
The weather yesterday, it was hot as you know what.
Yeah.
You know, for most of the day. And then the storms rolled in. I don't know what they were like over there. I think they were pretty bad in Bethesda and, you know, certainly up north. And
I didn't really notice it other than I just knew it was raining.
But, dude, it felt so good. That cool air came in. I went outside on my porch, made a cocktail, watched the storms come through.
Yeah, that's
the
your
temperature,
thing.
The temperature went from 90 to about 74.
Yeah.
And from like 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And I was watching the radar. I said, bring it, because we need rain.
Bring it.
We need rain
need
bad.
It desperately.
Yeah. See, I never had that feeling.
The golf courses need it.
Okay. No, I get that from a golf course perspective.
My eyeballs need it because the pollen, there's a long stretch where there's no rain,
it crushes you
allergies-wise.
The grasses need it. The cicadas love the hot, humid weather. Those cicadas are, I mean, they're awful here. They're awful here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you only got probably another week of it or so.
You were talking a big game a couple weeks ago.
But when the storm came through, they don't like it. They shut up.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they shut up and they hide. I don't know where they go. They go under the trees, or the top of the trees, wherever they go.
Right.
But they just shut up.
Gotcha.
So we just need more storms. And, of course, I wanted to watch the Nats game, but I thought, you know what? The storms are probably going to take that one out.
Well, you mentioned it. What's not hiding are the fruit flies that are somehow taking over the studio. I mean, JP and I have definitely noticed it. I killed one, I think, 2 days ago, and I thought that, you know, I was like Mr. Miyagi catching a fly with the chopsticks from the Karate Kid.
How do we have flies in the studio?
They're everywhere.
How?
I don't know. Maybe
they're all over the producer studio too.
I've never seen a fly in there. I mean, it's indoors. It doesn't make any sense. Where are they coming in from? Is there like a open window somewhere?
They're so small. I mean,
these are not regular house flies.
Garden variety house flies. They can get it in anywhere too because they're small. But these are like barely bigger than the head of like a pin. They're so tiny, but they are super annoying because they get right up into like the corner of your nose and your eye, and they just buzz around, and they're awful.
How many, like, is there just one that's annoying you, or there's a rack of
there's
them?
There's multiple, because I killed one, and there's one 5 minutes later buzzing around.
There has to be something around the station or studios where, like, a piece of
probably
fruit
food
or
somewhere.
Food.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee somebody brought something into the refrigerator and left it, and it's turned into a gross science experiment, and it's now drawing
Yeah, we
insects.
Need to do a fridge cleaning.
Need a fridge Ooh. Purge,
so,
yeah.
So Darius from the afternoon show brought in these fruit fly traps. Looks like a little strawberry piece of plastic here that I think is filled with vinegar because I just dumped it all over me.
Oh.
It's got a couple flies in it, but
it's not making a dent?
They must have laid 1,000 eggs.
Sure.
They came in here.
We're going to come in here one day. The place will just be completely overrun. And we won't be able to work here.
That's the kind of thing that happens because people leave food out, right?
Correct.
Well, let me tell you, these fruit flies, way more annoying than the cicadas. Cicadas have no impact on my life.
Yeah,
these are bothering the hell out of me.
Cicadas fly into your eyes. That's what they do. They like to fly right in your face.
They'll land anywhere. They don't care.
And they're
loud. Is it the kind of thing that you could go to the engineer and say,
they might be coming from engineering.
Oh, you think they might be the source?
I'm just saying.
We'll just say, hey, listen, it's really bothering everybody. We need to get this fixed over the weekend. Like, I don't know what you could do. Could they spray?
I mean, somebody suggested on Twitter that, you know, we go to, like, Home Depot and buy, like, one of those like, mini bug zappers and plug it in here. But that just seems...
That'd be a funny visual.
It seems very low rent. But hey,
are those indoor?
I think you
those
can
bug
buy,
zappers?
I think you can buy an indoor, smaller version of them. But, I mean, do those attract fruit flies? How would I know? How would I know what bugs... Like, when I think of a bug zapper, I think it's going to kill, like, the skeeters and maybe some moths. Is a fruit fly going to be attracted to that? I don't know the answer to that.
Is it? I wonder if it's just our area or if it's all over. Like, is El Zol getting fruit flies?
Well, I would imagine if they're in the studio, they're all over the floor. They have to be.
Are the salespeople back yet, or is that next week?
They're back. I saw one of the sales guys in the break room, and they're on like a staggered schedule.
Yeah, like every other day type thing.
Certain portions of the sales team are in like on a Wednesday. Others are in on a Thursday. Others are in on a Friday. Well, let me just amend that. None of them are probably in on a Friday. So probably Monday. I would guess Monday through Thursday.
By the way, on a Friday in normal times. Right.
I just got on the Google, and I Googled how do you get rid of fruit flies. The number one way to get rid of them, clean all surfaces. And I know you guys won't clean, but they hate clean surfaces apparently. So
you know what? There's some wipes right over there. I will clean all the surfaces in here before I leave today. It'll take 5 or 10 minutes.
I think that'll help.
Maybe it'll help.
Yeah, I think it'll help.
We'll see. Not sure.
Like, even if somebody just like spilled a Coke or something, that'll attract them, right?
Probably.
I think so. I think if you just spill anything, they like the sugar.
They don't like vinegar though. The apple cider vinegar.
Yeah,
they hate that.
Well, who likes that? Dish, is it?
And dish soap.
Can't you buy that? Like, and don't people say that's like good for a cold or something? Apple cider vinegar. Is that what it is?
Just like drinking it as a home remedy.
Yeah.
Well, a lot
gross.
Of people drink it. Some sort of probiotic thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I take the apple cider vinegar gummies.
You do
to help the poos.
It helps your poos.
Yeah.
I didn't know it's noticeable. Issue there.
Well, yeah. That's those goalies I take. That's what they are. They're apple cider vinegar gummies.
But what do they do? Just make you regular?
Keep you regular. Keep your system flowing.
Right. See? You'll see, Valdez. You'll see. You got all these things to look forward to.
You know I've had these stomach issues for years. And, you know, every now and then, every couple months, I get a bad outage. And I got to clean it out, man. I got to hook it up.
Valdez and I specialize in horrible gummies. And hopefully he's wised up to the cola bottle gummies, which are delicious. Cola flavored.
I don't know if I like gummies that are good for me.
Yeah, I don't like gummies. I like gummies that will rot my teeth. Those are the gummies that I like, that I favor.
Yeah, well, these are good.
So, I don't know. None of you guys really watch the news. Like, I think JP and I are the ones that kind of watch the news. I mean, Jason watched the local news. So, yesterday it was kind of a big deal.
I watch local and national.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
So, yesterday it was a big deal that Jeffrey Toobin made his triumphant return to CNN, and if you remember, Toobin's the guy who was on the Zoom call with all his coworkers, and he thought he had, I take him at his word, he thought he had signed off on it, and all of a sudden he pulls his Johnson out and he starts going to town. Well, of course, immediately he horrified all of his coworkers, and he had to resign from the New Yorker, and then CNN put him on 7-month suspension. So, listen. Everybody makes mistakes. I actually think it's an honest mistake. If you follow some of these goofy sites that I follow, this seemed to happen a lot in the pandemic. Like, people would have like their girlfriends walking around in the background naked, or you know, guys forget to turn their cameras off, or even old ladies would get undressed during their Zoom calls. They didn't quite understand the technology. So I don't even really blame him, other than he's just stupid.
He's just dumb.
Yeah, he came back yesterday, and I felt bad for this Allison Camerata or whatever, because she had to. She's trying to prop him up and ask him what happened and all this. And she could see how uncomfortable she was. She didn't want to talk about her coworkers, Johnson, and hooking himself. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
But his whole deal was he apologized, which, you know, you should apologize for being stupid. But then he said he's trying to be a better person and he's getting counseling. And I'm thinking, you don't need to be a better person. You just need to be smarter.
Did he quote
you're just stupid.
A clue. Please
just,
tell me. Yeah. He quoted Hoobastank. He said, I'm not a perfect person. Did he do that?
No, that would have been a good line. But he didn't. I was like, dude, you're pandering way too much. So he's like, I'm in therapy. I'm trying to be a better person. You didn't do anything wrong other than being stupid and turn your camera off.
Therapy for hooking it? Please. Yeah. There's no therapy for that.
I saw it too, Eric. And I blame the producer or whoever, you know, made this woman ask those questions. because it was so over the top and stupid.
It was like, contrived. She quoted Jay Leno. And,
yeah, it was like you're talking to the guy like he's Weinstein or something. Like he pulled his crank out for a few minutes on accident.
Right. Like, yeah, it was total accident.
Does counseling help him get a clue?
Yeah.
Probably
that's
not.
What I was
because
saying.
That's what he needs.
Asking about the people he hurt. I'm like, oh my God, this is.
I was like, you guys are being way over dramatic about this. You're apologizing way too much. Like, you should be humiliated. I get that. And it's,
if you need psychiatry for hooking it, I'm Sigmund Freud. Yeah.
Well, then the whole country is doomed. I mean,
I know, but that's what you say. I mean, if you're going to get on national network,
you just say, "Look, I'm sorry, I was stupid." But you don't have to apologize for hooking yourself. You're not a bad person. You're just a dummy. I don't know. I had a problem.
Being horny makes you stupid.
Maybe CNN said we'll have you back, but you have to go to counseling.
Yeah, right. I'm sure somebody somewhere said that.
Yeah,
you know, but. They're just, again, it's a
I'm
bad read.
I'm worried that it's traumatized him and he no longer partakes in that.
Right? That it could ruin his life.
Yeah, because that's one of life's greatest pleasures.
Right. Exactly. That doesn't go away. You're not a bad person. You're just a dummy.
Probably the greatest pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just stupid. People get caught doing that. They're just dumb.
Oh, well, you listen. I could see it, I guess. I guess, you know, you have so many windows open. Sometimes I'll have the show on, and Jason all the time is not looking at his Zoom. So
yeah, but I always turn it off.
Right.
Unless I know I have to talk to you guys. I'm always, leave meeting.
Right. But I could see you have your screen.
I'm looking at
things.
You right now, Ricky.
What?
I'm looking at you. I got it up. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Usually aren't when we have guests on. I don't know what you're looking at when we have guests on.
Well, I'm looking at information for my next
question.
Waving
our arms going, next.
Well, a lot of times I put my finger up because I want to ask the next question, and Cakes just bum rushes me.
No,
he doesn't see me.
Incorrect.
Normally, you are the one.
98% of the time, I'm paying attention to the Zoom. I am not the chief offender.
We had three interviews yesterday, and three different times EB and Lurch talked over each other.
Okay, I am above.
Well,
the
I was screwed yesterday because my line was on a delay or something, and you guys weren't hearing me.
Yeah, hurting Rex Chapman yesterday.
It was tilting me.
All right, so when we come back, can we talk about? I don't know what you have planned. When are we doing the parlay, Drabby?
7:45.
Okay. By the way, FanDuel reached out to me yesterday, and they want to offer a boost, to fade our parlay plays.
You're kidding.
Yeah, this is hysterical.
I love it.
You're kidding. That's so insulting.
I mean, that's free money.
So I've got to send a screenshot of the parlay once it's up to my man over at FanDuel, and he's going to offer a boost. He's going to come back and offer a boost.
Love it.
For the listeners to fade our picks.
So they have to fade each one.
Well, I don't know how they're going to do it. We'll find out.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can we talk about the Virginia Tech football murder?
I think we have to.
I mean, because I texted Drabby last week, because this happened last week, but I texted him last week about some stuff that I didn't want to go public with that I knew. But it's just a crazy story.
Oh, it's a crazy story. I just have to be careful with it. But, yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's definitely talk about it.
All right, so we'll get into the Virginia Tech football murder story and the details surrounding it next here on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.